Water continues to be a really serious topic of conversation and a really serious matter for concern. I read today that a private sector initiative has been started to tackle the water crisis in the Western Cape. Martin Humphreys is CEO of the Cape Messenger Media Innovation Group. Hello, Martin. Are you leading the private sector initiative? What's your role?
John, yes, I'd like to think we're taking a leadership position. I think from the perspective of citizens and business alike, we're quite disillusioned with this crisis and the fact that it's happened in the first instance. And business has got a lot of frustration around that. So the challenge really is to business to stand together, to unite, and to look at solutions, invest in those solutions. And basically our overarching mantra, if I can say, is moving us from a state of water crisis to water abundance. We're interested in the outcome. The emergency situation is right here, right now, but we need to prevent this from happening again. And we can't be thinking of a few years. We need to be thinking decades ahead. So how do we get into billions of liters of water spare capacity, water abundance society, and grow the economy as a result of water abundance? And myself and a few colleagues at Messenger, as one of the businesses, putting up its hand and saying, guys, we need to change. We need a game changer engagement here.
We have a short-term crisis and we have a long-term problem. You're focusing primarily on the long-term problem, primarily in terms of supply rather than controlling demand and demand achieving gadgets. Where is the focus?
Yeah, the focus for us is definitely more medium to long-term. The crisis, unfortunately, the horse has bolted, and I think what we're doing as a region, as a city, is too little too late. Realistically speaking, there's not much we can do other than help to spread the word, stand behind the city, stand behind everybody who's really doing the best with limited resources in the current circumstance. But in terms of making meaningful change, we need to move beond short-term, small desalination type facilities in the thinking around that. And we need mega projects. We need investments of tens of billions of rand in large projects which will be able to supply copious quantities of water, far more than what we need, so we can start growing as a region. So definitely that is an initiative which is, we need to be talking a year plus in the making and thinking in decades, not months.
And when you talk about mega projects to make us a water abundant city rather than a water very scarce city, which we are at the moment, what field of water augmentation are you looking at, or all of the available options? Are you looking primarily at desalination or water reuse or aquifer extraction or fog condensing, or what?
John, really, we have to be technology agnostic at this time. We're looking for three large mega projects, one of which, I think it would be naive to say that at least one of those three would not be desalination in a large facility, or a few medium to large facilities. And these are within investment horizons of not measured in 2 or 3 years, but in a couple of decades. So desalination definitely has to be part of the solution. I think most of the water scientists who we have as part of our dialogue would concur on that. Not necessarily everybody, but we have to go with the majority and citizens' best interests. But that said, there are other technologies which are definitely available and which may or may not be cheaper, may or may not have more impact or less impact on the environment. We need to look at them from a perspective of job creation, small business creation. So being technology agnostic is fundamental and a departure point. What we'd also like to see, John, is the development of South African-orientated technology. We do have technology in the country, which I'm sure can provide some of the solutions, but there are some intellectual breakthroughs as well. But on top of all of that, we should definitely be developing and enhancing South African technology in this space.
You've got to work with the government unless the rules are changed, Martin, because the way it's structured at the moment is that the National Department of Water and Sanitation is responsible for bulk infrastructure projects when it comes to the supply of water. There is no opportunity at the moment in the legislation as it is for the private sector to build a plant and operate it and in some way partner with government. So if you are going to go ahead with this, there's going to be a lot of energy expended on lobbying government to make it legislatively possible.
The regulatory challenge is a big one, and I submit is a lot of the cause of the current pain that we are suffering. I think we need to acknowledge that we need to rise above this. We're not looking for a blame game type situation. We're looking for the solutions, and that includes more business-friendly regulatory environment, and let's say a more citizen-friendly regulatory environment where we can actually rely, no matter where we live, in which suburb, in which town in the country, we can rely on good, clean water. So obviously the current structure, regulations, national government, local, whatever the ambit, is clearly letting down the citizens of the country. So we need to come with a different perspective.
Martin Humphreys, wish you well. Thank you very much, CEO of the Cape Messenger Media Innovation Group, partnering with other businesses to look at private sector medium-term solutions to our water shortage in the city and in the province.